It's also related to disease management. Nothing ever gets cured in an allopathic, reductionistic, MD-directed pharmaceutical medical doctor's office. Very rarely does anything get cured. You never cure asthma, you never cure depression, you never cure blood pressure, you never cure hypertension, you never cure type 2 diabetes, you never cure a darn thing. You manage it. So you feel a little bit better as long as you take your antidepressant, and then you commit suicide because that's a major side effect of antidepressants if you're a teenager. Your arthritic pain is kept at bay by the Vioxx that you take until it kills you. Right now there are 20,000 lawsuits pending against people that have died from taking Vioxx, which was an FDA-approved drug. Nothing's ever fixed in a reductionistic allopathic medical practice. They manage things. Now, who benefits from a model like this? The people that make the medicines, the hospitals that deliver the treatments, and the doctors that give an okay to it all. It's one giant happy family. It's like a snake eating itself. Now, reductionistic medicine is fantastic for certain things. Now, let's think about it. What would reductionistic medicine be best for? Well, it would be best for conditions which affect the part. So, if I have a bullet in my arm, if I've fallen through a plate glass window, if I've gone through the windshield of my car because some drunk driver sideswiped me, the things they can do with reductionistic medicine are awesome. Right now, if you're wounded on the battlefield in Iraq, you have an 85% chance of living. If you were wounded in Vietnam, it was 15. The things we can do with surgery now are just this side of miraculous. Why? Because this is the forte of reductionism. I got a bullet in my arm. Well, let's take it out. It doesn't get more reductionistic than that. And this is where this type of medicine excels when the surgery is necessary. Now, we can have a whole nother conversation about when surgery isn't necessary, and there are people in this room that will give testimony to that. But sometimes you need it. When you do need it, do not go to a naturopath's office. All right, trauma, infectious disease, if you, go visit the temples in Cambodia and you come back with some nasty little parasite that's chewing your intestinal tract up, they've got stuff that'll kill that also, which is great, right? This is the forte of allopathic reductionistic medical treatment. Okay, however, MD-directed allopathic reductionistic treatment is sold to us as the only valid treatment for everything. For everything. It's a package deal. Everything else is alternative or read inferior to it.